This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
We're learning more about the moments leading up to Fountain Police Officer Julian Basara's deadly fall. We knew that he was chasing Officer Devin Bobian at the time. The chase started in Colorado Springs, going down to Fountain, then ending up on a bridge over South Academy. According to an arrest affidavit, Bobian reportedly climbed out of the roof of his car. From there, he jumped onto Officer Basara's patrol vehicle. He then turned towards the officer, pointed at him, then ran across the hood of the car. That's when Basara apparently fell over the guardrail and off that bridge onto South Academy. Bobian facing second-degree murder charges in connection to Basara's death, as well as a number of other charges connected to that night. A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy with a record of violent conduct is in trouble again following a fight with a teen. Video released by a Colorado Springs law firm yesterday shows Deputy Henry Trujillo stopping a teen motorcycle rider, cursing at him, and then fighting with him. The June 18th confrontation came after the teen, David Romero Jr., passed Trujillo's vehicle on a double yellow line. That teen's father, David Romero.
These people are supposed to be able to have trust and stuff like that in them to protect and uphold the law, not to abuse their power or think they're above the law. Like, I was very upset at what had happened and the way it was handled. And I mean, that's not a way a police officer should handle a situation.
Trujillo has been convicted of disorderly conduct and harassment multiple times, was on administrative leave at the time of the latest fight. The sheriff's deputy says Trujillo now on leave without pay after being cited for public fighting. One company is providing model courtrooms in order to ease kids into the trial process. The 4th Judicial District got theirs yesterday. They feel as if it's a great way to help kids who've already been through so much. The mock courtroom provides kids with a non-threatening setting that they can learn what to expect in an actual court proceeding. Maureen Bassenberg, executive director of Safe Passage, a local child advocacy group, says that the model helps prosecutors prepare kids for appearing in court. The hope is to help the process of healing and justice move ahead.
You think about just even, you know, a child's a smaller person, it's this big room, it's wooden, you know, it's dark, right? And there's just all these people sort of watching you as you walk, right? And so, gosh, just that act of physically coming in the space, let alone having to sit and talk about what has happened to you when you've already told.
The mock courtrooms made by Imagination Dollhouses for Children. The builder spent more than 40 years in the criminal justice system and gives out these models for free. The Cherokee Metropolitan District is bringing a state-of-the-art water treatment plant to southern Colorado. Amy Lathan, general manager of Cherokee Metropolitan District, says that the plant will help guarantee safe drinking water for their customers for many years to come.
This water is so clean, it can be used again in the future if it's needed. So this is a sustainable, resilient project, and it is the only one in the state of Colorado with this type of prefiltration system this size.
The ceremony was held yesterday morning to celebrate the expansion of the wastewater facility. The district provides water to the Cimarron Hills area in East Colorado Springs. Their expanded plant, one of the nation's largest wastewater treatment facilities of its kind, the Cherokee District serves more than 40,000 customers. Pueblo voters may finally be getting election results sooner. In the past, residents have had to wait sometimes days to learn the results of key races. Now the clerk and recorder's office hopes that added equipment and a bigger office space will cut down on the time it takes to get those unofficial results. Dan Limpick, the county's election director, says that these new systems will also be more efficient, especially for the next election.
We used to just sort the envelopes through it, but now if it's an undeliverable ballot, we can run those through here. Unaffiliated ballots we used to do by hand, they can be run through here now, so it's sped up our process a lot.
With the newly added space, election leaders also able to include 8 more signature verification judges along with 2 additional tabulators. The clerk and recorder says she's unsure how much time everything will cut, but this November will be the first election with these new procedures and systems in place.
Well, we're dry to get started, but scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into the early evening, coupled with hot temperatures in the upper 80s and 90s, strong to severe storms will be possible out on the eastern plain. I'm weather forecaster Julia Donovan for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.